This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. Today I want to talk about the year of Jubilee. In Leviticus chapter 25, the Bible says, "Sanctify the 50th year, make it a holy year. Proclaim freedom all over the land to everyone who lives in it, a jubilee for you. Each person will go back to his family's property and reunite with his extended family." This is the Message Bible translation. A command that God gave to the Israelites was keeping the year of Jubilee. In the English language, the word for Jubilee comes from the Hebrew word yobel, which means a trumpet or a ram's horn, a shofar. In 2006 was a biblical Jewish year of Jubilee. Some people will say it wasn't 2006, but it's 2010. We really don't know, according to the Hebrew calendar, if it's the year of Jubilee this year or if it was in 2006. But in this year, trumpets were sounded throughout the land of Israel and all Hebrew slaves were set free. The New Testament tells us in Romans 8:2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." Also, verse 21, "that the creation itself will also be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God." I would like to proclaim a year of Jubilee. Through the blood of Jesus, our sin was forgiven, and I proclaim a year of Jubilee. And during this year, the enemy must return the things that were taken from God's chosen people. I pray that God will give a year of Jubilee to His chosen people. I believe the earth is getting ready for a great outpouring of God's love, of God's power. We need to get back all the things that the enemy stole from us. Through the centuries, many men and women of God talked about the Jubilee. In 1906, during the Azusa Street Revival in LA, a mighty outpouring of God's Holy Spirit fell upon a group of believers, and the revival lasted for 3 years with divine healings, people being filled with the Holy Spirit. Catherine Kuhlman, she held her famous miracle services in the Carnegie Hall for 20 years, filling the great auditorium to capacity every single time. And we need to keep asking God for His Jubilee and for the presence of the Holy Spirit. What was common between 1906 and 1956 was a hunger for more of God. And I don't know if the year of Jubilee was 2006 or if it is 2010, but I know that God is faithful. And in Isaiah chapter 6, the Old Testament prophet said, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And then I said, here am I, send me." We need to blow the trumpet of Jubilee in our life and tell the Lord, "Here am I, send me." And as you say these words, God will bring a year of Jubilee into your life. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.